Well, over the weekend, there was a much-anticipated release from Disney Plus with an eye towards history.
Alexander Hamilton. My name is Alexander Hamilton.
Hamilton the movie is the filmed version of the hugely popular hip-hop Broadway musical about founding father Alexander Hamilton. But amid the debates about racism in America and historical figures, the movie is coming out at a very different time than the stage musical did. Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic, has been thinking about this, and he joins us from Washington. You watched Hamilton over the weekend. How is it being received today compared to when it first came out in 2015?
Well, when it came out at first, it was this earth-shaking phenomenon. People hadn't seen anything like it before. And the movie can't recapture that literal dynamic because now tens of thousands of people have seen it. But the official reviews have been really good. As an actor myself, I thought that it was rendered in a really beautiful way. It's very difficult to film stage theater, but I thought they did a wonderful job rendering it. At the same time, because we're in this moment where there is this much earned, much needed, and very controversial debate around social justice, it was filtered through a new lens in 2020 than it was in 2015, for sure.
Well, there's, of course, a debate about whether Hamilton was depicted accurately and whether he and other founding fathers are being over-glorified. Tell us more about that and what the issue is there.
Yeah, I think that a lot of the criticism has to do with the fact that this is a musical that needs a relatively simple protagonist and a simple antagonist. And the truth is, of course, more messy. Hamilton appears in this musical much more virtuous than he was in real life as a uncomplicated hero of the early Republic. Burr appears much worse, I think, in the musical than he was in real life, and where he had lots of really important accomplishments that historians are constantly pointing to. Jefferson, much more loquacious, again, much more simple in the musical than he was in real life. But the biggest issue, I think, that a lot of historians today are talking about when it comes to Hamilton the musical is that the musical itself pretty much skirts the issue of slavery, and that makes a lot of them a little bit upset.
What about the fans who are defending this and saying, no, come on, Hamilton is brilliant, and what's wrong with watching it on TV just as so many people did on the stage?
Yeah, I would summarize the debate this way. I think there's a lot of people who say, look, this is a musical that is based on a book written by a white man, Ron Chernow, and the book and the musical itself erase the black experience. There isn't a lot of mentions of slavery. The Schuyler family, the Schuyler sisters own slaves. That's not mentioned in the play itself. Meanwhile, I think you have a lot of fans who are looking at this and saying, look, this channels aesthetically a representation of the United States that I want to believe in. It's a vision of America that is optimistic, that is pro-founder, that still feels like the values that this country was founded on are virtuous, and yet also does so in a way that is racially inclusive. And so I think that that's really the debate that's going on right now online, is between people who want to focus, very sensibly on the history of slavery in the 1700s versus those who want who cherish the musical for being an optimistic representation of the values they want to remember in the founding.
I have to imagine that just as, when one statue of Robert E. Lee gets looked at in a different way, that so many other statues of different people do as well, that when we're talking about Hamilton, something that was such a huge success over the last several years, and looking at that in a different way, we're going to start to do that with a lot of movies, books, music. What's the bigger picture here?
Well, there's two things that are going on. One thing that's going on is I tweeted about this, that there's this thing called Laver's Law, which says that lots of popular entertainment from 1 to 10 years ago tends to be reappraised, and it seems, dowdy or hideous compared to current values. What's happening here, though, is a little bit more complex. It's not just Laver's Law. It's not just the fact that the art from a few years ago is seems more old-fashioned or seems of a different time. It's that we're also experiencing a really important national conversation, this sort of revolution in thinking about the way that we talk about the founding of this country and the way that we include non-white Americans in that narrative of talking about the founding of this country. So I think it's a healthy conversation, and I think it's great that conversation can be held under what is really a complex and brilliant musical.
Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic. Derek, thank you.
Thank you.